Okay, hey, and welcome back to Mom's Intuition Podcast, where everything is raw and uncut. We are rated explicit, so feel free to speak as you please. You can follow us on Instagram at Mom's Intuition Podcast, Facebook Mom's Intuition, and also on Twitter at Mom's Intuition. You can like, comment, share, and any of your thoughts or topics that you would like anything to be discussed. Okay, I am your host, Dominique, aka Dom. I apologize, guys. I'm losing my voice today, so I don't sound like my normal self. But I also am one of the baddies of Las Vegas season 2. Check that out on Baddies of Las Vegas on Instagram. And now that's TV, I'm sorry, on Instagram, because the trailer is out and it's dropping soon. So ladies, get ready, grab your tea, your drinks, your blunts, and let's get into this salon talk. So today we have my girl Gemini on the mic.
Hey y'all, it's Gemini. You already know what it is. It's the other half of Block Gang, and I'm here to pop my shit.
Block Gang, you know. So today we're going to talk about just a few topics. We're kind of giving we call this show the Lock Gang on the Mic post-filming tea.
Okay, and hashtag Lock Talk. That's what we're going to call it.
Period. Lock Talk. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Shit, we're going to call it whatever the fuck we're going to call it. Okay, so we did come up with some questions that we feel like the audience will want to know. Not too much into detail. We're not giving too much away because y'all is going to have to tune in. Period. You're going to have to tune in. So let's just start off with our first question. I think it's a big, big question. Just being in a reality TV show, what was your mental state of mind?
Okay, so there was levels to it. Like, when I first went in the house, I was ready to, like, network with everybody. And, you know, just I kind of liked all the girls in the beginning. And slowly, as things started happening, you know, I just wasn't fucking with these bitches. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I only fuck with Dom and a couple other bitches I fuck with, but then I stopped fucking with them for certain reasons. Y'all find out.
I think mentally for me, I think at first, like, I kind of just didn't know what to expect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, everything, like, I look at everything in a situation, I'm kind of like, I still try to expect, like, what could happen. Or try to, like, point out what could happen. And you just don't know. I think, honestly, my mental state, I just had to be prepared for, like, whatever the fuck it was. Like, because you just don't know. You don't know. You don't know who you're going to clash out with. You don't know who you're going to gain a friendship with. Like, you just don't know.
Facts.
And I do feel your mental state, you definitely got to be strong, though.
Because these bitches will try you at every fucking turn, look. Like, yeah, these bitches, for no reason they'll try you, for a reason they'll try you, they just waiting to try people. So you just always gotta be ready.
I think mentally, even just besides the bitches, I felt like I had to prepare myself for challenges because I don't know what the fuck they are. I felt like I had to, like, make sure, oh, is this a thinking challenge or is this a physical challenge? Like, I think overall mental, it was so much more than the actual drama throughout the experience. I just felt like you had to worry about other things on top of other shit. Like, and then things that are getting leaked while you're there. So it's just like, it's a whole mental state. You really got to be strong for it. And that's only through filming. That has nothing to do when the show comes out, when fans are saying this and that. So I definitely feel like you got to have a strong mental state to definitely deal with some shit like this.
Because these fans will eat you up and spit you out. So if you don't have a strong shell or you're not confident, they're going to eat you up, baby. They're going to eat you the fuck up. But, I mean, as long as I'm getting some money, I can sleep at night.
Period. I feel like, though, even if they, whether they hate you or they love you, if you're following, you're still a fan. Like, if you just follow me and you hate me, then you just love to hate me. So you still a fan in my book.
And you still some money in my pocket. You're still a view.
Period. Okay, so what would you say? How is your physical state? When did that body start hurting?
Girl, that body started hurting after day 3.
Okay.
And I just kept soldiering on, fighting bitches, because one thing I'm not finna do is be no punk ass bitch. for nobody. I don't care win, lose, or draw. I'm going to stand up for myself. And if I don't stand up for myself right away, just know I'm planning on getting my lick back.
Period, period. No, and I definitely say physical state, body sore all over at this fucking point. Like, after you fight so much, especially if you haven't fought in a really long time or some shit, like, motherfuckers didn't train for this shit. And only motherfuckers that really got that type of energy is motherfuckers that just got out of high school. Like, it wasn't...
Look at my hand.
It was a lot. It was. Like, I felt like physically, I kind of felt like I was doing so much physically that my mental state was even taking over my physical state. Because I'm literally, like, thinking this, thinking that, thinking this, thinking
Girl,
that.
It was a war zone. Don't blame me for being paranoid and
ready,
and ready in an environment where anything can happen and anybody can sneak you at any point. True. So don't blame me for, you know, being ready, because you're just mad. You're just mad you couldn't catch me slipping. And if I wasn't ready, I should have been.
Period. That's this. You gotta stay ready, so you ain't gotta get ready. Now let's see, like, how, like, if you were to put a number on it, how many phases would you say that you ran?
Girl, it's hard to put a number on it, but I'm going to just say I ran over 10 fades. It's more than that, but y'all going to see.
I think I ran at least ran about 15 to 20, if you count how many times, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
'cause that last night was...
Yeah, it depends on how many times.
Y'all saw the lives, but... Yeah, people got embarrassed that last night, but everybody got embarrassed throughout the show. That is true.
Everyone had to embarrass him. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on
if you think things are embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, if you get embarrassed because other people are laughing, then you might have got embarrassed. But me, I was getting mad.
I swear to God, I wasn't embarrassed by anything, because I look at it like this. The way someone perceives me is none of my fucking business. Like, I don't care how you look at me. I don't care what you think about me. You don't fucking feed me, fuck me, or finance me. So I don't give a fuck. Like, at the end of the day, I'm probably not going to ever see you again, obviously, after reunions and shit like that. But I don't see you on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't go to the grocery store and see you and worry about you. Like, that's not how that happens. So I definitely don't think that is something that really, like, I don't think embarrassment was a thing for me. Like, I didn't care what happened. Okay, I got you. You got me. Cool. Call it even. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just don't feel like anything there was to be embarrassed of, because at the same time, somebody may laugh at something. The same, like, I heard the saying, the same things that'll make you laugh will make you cry. You know what I'm saying? And that's more so if you're saying you'll laugh at somebody else's situation, then you'll be crying about your own situation sometime later. You know what I'm saying? And people don't, I really think about into how, you know what I'm saying? Just shit goes like that, how you treat people and shit like that, and how it comes right back on you. So I don't ever feel like I was embarrassed for anything. I feel like everything I did, I'm okay with it. And if somebody else don't like it, then that's you, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I didn't ask for your permission before I did it.
Keep tuning in and keep watching my life, because I'm obviously the main character in your life.
Being in the house, though, how did you feel about the chef's food? Because it was busting.
That food was bomb as fuck, man. That food was good. Like, shout out to Shay's Wave. She did her shit with the food. It was bomb.
Most definitely did. I think my favorite meal was the Philly cheesesteak.
That was good.
That was my favorite one.
Perfect timing for that food to energize me.
You know what? I'm lying. I know what my favorite one was. The shrimp and chicken over the fried rice the first night. With that yum sauce, that was a whole experience.
Now with the yum sauce.
She did her shit. Bitch, I didn't even know what the fuck yum sauce was until I fucking saw it. I was like, oh, I've heard of it. Whatever. I just never seen it in a bottle. So, okay. Like, I've gone to Hibachi Grills and shit like that. But they just be like, yum sauce. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. Sounds yummy. Like, just do that shit. I don't care. Oh, man. But no, shout out to Sway. She definitely did her shit.
She did her shit.
For sure.
She was in there with all us crazy girls. And I'm thinking everybody was getting, you know, everybody felt all that pressure that was going on in that house. Like, it's gonna be lit, y'all.
Speaking of pressure, it's peer pressure time. It's shot o'clock right fucking now. So it's time to take a shot. Peer pressure is a bitch. Go ahead. Yeah. Hold them up. You know, hold them up. Take your shot. I got you. Go ahead. Let's take this shot. And this time, we just go, hey, I'm going to take a shot. It's shot o'clock. You ready? Ooh. Different.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously we're gonna get into a little deeper, more conversation.
Yeah.
How did you feel before the show? Like before, let's say 2-1 week before filming, how did you feel?
I felt very excited. Like I was just excited to go in the house, like, and just test myself. It was really just to test myself. I don't usually do things like this, but I'm glad I was strong enough to survive and I didn't let nobody run me out of no house or bully me and just sit there and not do nothing about it. I stood up for myself and I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. No, definitely. I can say the way I felt before the house, like when it was like 2 weeks before filming, like I still was like so excited, but when it got down to 1 week, I'm like, oh God, oh shit. Like this shit's getting real. It's getting closer. And literally like the day of, like, I'm just like, yo, like the experience just alone, because I've never been on reality TV. I felt like I got nervous at first whenever the cameras were first there. As days went on, I got a lot more comfortable with them. You know, knowing that they're just going to be there. You just really have to ignore the cameras and make sure it's almost like a tunnel vision shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at everything else besides those cameras around you.
I don't know if I did a good job because I had fifth wall moment? You breaking the wall? I kept doing that. I can't help it. Like, how do you ignore a camera in your face? I need to work on that.
I don't know. I think it's natural sometimes because I always, like, even when I talk, I'll either look somewhere else or, like, I don't know. Maybe I just talk differently anyway, so I don't directly will talk straight to a camera where it's there, where it's around me. Like I'm more so, I've done photo shoots. And I think my main best pictures is when I wasn't looking into the camera, when I wasn't focused on the camera or trying to do a pose. He got most of my pictures, my best pictures, when I was not paying attention, off guard, not looking at the camera. And that's when all my pictures really turned out to be the best pictures. So.
Definitely. Be taking cute pictures. I love
Girl,
taking pictures.
I do too. And you know what? When I tell you, I would have to post my photo shoot pictures because I have not posted them in like fucking years because it was like 6 years ago. But a bitch was real cute. So I'm definitely, y'all gonna have to tune in. Y'all see my IG at the bottom. You're gonna have to follow, tune the fuck in.
Tune in.
Now let me ask you this because I feel like everybody has different reasons. What made you do the show?
Well, I went on the show to promote my music. I do music. You can look it up on all streaming platforms. That's Gemini Season. You just look up Gemini Season for my music, and you'll find me. You can hear my music, and I think that my sound is undeniable. And when you listen to my music, you're going to hear something different, actual good music. I know a lot of people say that shit's good, but I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and tune in and tell me yourself.
Period. What you said, sis, talk your shit. I honestly say you can sing. I love it. I love your style of singing. You sing totally different than most, you know, average singers. A lot of people can sound the same, but you have a different voice. And that's like when every time you sing, I'm like, bitch, get that camera time. Sing. Period. Love it. You know what I'm saying? Put your shit out there. Because you sing very, very well. And I fuck with your music. So, yes, y'all need to tune in. Gemini Season on Instagram. That's Gemini Season. Tune the fuck in.
Period.
Because the music is bussing.
And we making a Baddies of Las Vegas theme song.
Period.
So tune in for that. It's coming soon.
I can say, though, what made me do this show, I think I wanted, it's a kind of a few reasons I wanted to do the show. I did it to win 10K, of course. You know what I'm saying? And I did it because I wanted to promote my podcast and get it out there because that's what I've been doing with someone in the past. My cousin in the past was doing it with me. Unfortunately, things happened and she decided to not want to do it anymore. But this was still my dream. So I continued to do it. And I said that, you know, it may not blow up within 3 months. It took 6 months just to get to all these different countries that it's heard around. So now almost a year later, I'm still working on it. You know what I'm saying? And I still am going to push until this motherfucker blow up, period. And that's just what I think. And also I did the show just to try something different that I've like seen anybody else do. And I felt like I could be good on TV just like anybody fucking else. Like, shit, I got a story. And if I want people to hear it, whether it's a long-term story that they hear over time from me being on TV multiple times just to hear my story, whatever it is, I felt like it was an opportunity that you had to take advantage of. Like, if you really want something to happen for you, and the way that the world is today with social media and everything's out there, mainly because it's on TV or it's on somebody's screen, you know? So I think I wanted to promote myself, promote my podcast, get myself out there, win the money, and just to be able to say I did something that I've always wanted to do. And I did it. I can say on my checklist, I've done shit that I wanted to do. So if you live in life and you got this checklist and you ain't never did the shit that you want to do on it, what the fuck was the point of the list?
Man, why do you even go?
It was pointless. You know what I'm saying? So now let's say we both know we did the show, obviously, because our main concern was winning the 10K. What would you do if you won the 10K?
Well, to say what I do with the 10K, I would definitely invest in my music.
Period.
Put some money aside, flip it. And I'm gonna break off my bitch. I'm not gonna lie. We held each other down in the house. I'm gonna watch it.
It was nice. It was nice. I would say I loved it though, because I was just like, yo, when you don't know somebody and for you to just link up like that, shit was, it was tight. You know what I'm saying? You don't meet people like that. Like, you always meet somebody and y'all can sit there and be like, okay, we're going to be tight. And then, nigga, some shit happened. You be like, bro, I thought we was tight. What the fuck happened? Like, what the
that
fuck?
That never happened. Like, but they, you know what? It's going to be some shit up in that motherfucking episodes.
Period.
So make sure y'all tune in. Period. I really wish I could say more, but y'all going to have to just watch it later.
Well, just because of the lives the people have seen, Ivory, with One Dread of yours, One Dread of mine, and we have her frontal, whatever the fuck it is, front piece. I don't know. That's I don't care. I don't wear weave. So how do you feel about, you know, someone having a piece of your hair?
Bitch, throw that shit away. Come on. After the reunion, you better not still have that shit.
No, I if you do, I'm gonna be scared.
She kept it in her purse, like, on her.
If you have it at the reunion, I'm gonna be a little bit scared, because I'm gonna be like, are you trying to do some witchcraft shit on me? Like, why do you want to sleep with a part of me with you all the time? I don't know, a little creepy. That's I hope you don't still after that, because I'm gonna give you your whatever this piece is back, because I don't want it. I don't have it touching anything else. Trust
me. Everybody was pulling hairs, but it's like we were the only ones with real hair at school, so I don't feel like that's a big accomplishment, but
I mean, I don't think I
everybody
really care.
Needs a trophy. We got ours.
I got so many, you know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers grow right back, you know what I'm saying? You can put them bitches back in. Like, I don't, I'm not crying over one or two, even if it was five. Like, I still wouldn't be crying over that shit. Like, that's okay. Like, you know, that's real. So I'll get
my
that
hair
bit.
Grows really fast.
I'll get that bit.
So
now, would you say that in the house, it was a certain type of environment?
Girl, like I said, it was a war zone. War zone. That's how it felt to me. Like, I'm definitely still feeling the effects of being in that house. So it was a war zone. Like, it was get out in the field, bring the troops, let's start a war. That's what that house was, because we was getting active. We wasn't sitting around like.
Devil was getting active, nigga.
Being boring bitches. So, yeah, we was really getting active in there. So it was definitely a war zone. But there was good moments too. I had a lot of fun, and I love Baddies of Las Vegas. So.
Period.
It was worth it.
We love Baddies of Las Vegas. Shout out to Simbri, you know, CEO of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for giving us the opportunity, because we're going to rep it. We love it. This is us, and this is where we started with, and this is where we're going to go up with, period.
Period.
And that being said, my opinion on the house environment, I feel like I've probably never been that, you know what I'm saying? Like, in that type of environment, I've never been in a house with that many girls, for one. I feel like in that environment, you really just had to always think, what if?
Bitch, and I don't even fuck with bitches in real life. Like, I don't have a buku amount of friends, so hanging around that many bitches was just
you can't have a huge circle. I mean, unless it's family or something. But I feel like you gotta keep your circle small, because motherfuckers don't want to see you win. Motherfuckers can't wait to see you doing bad. It's like the crab in a bucket mentality. A motherfucker, if they see you doing something and you're doing better than them, and they will feel some type of way. They will feel like, oh, you're doing this or you're doing that. And it's like, no, I'm just living life and taking opportunities in life, or I'm making changes or using my resources because I'm trying to make shit happen. You should be trying to do that too. You know what I'm saying? But not everybody has that same mindset. Some people, like, it could be no matter if it's a stranger, no matter if it's family, friends, whatever. Like, man, not everybody has your best interests at heart.
And what Cat Williams say? I need like 100 haters by tomorrow. Y'all can all hate me. I don't give a fuck.
He did say that. That nigga, I think he said, shout out to Cat Williams. I think he said, if you woke up with 50 haters, you need to be finding out how the fuck you gonna get to 100 haters by tomorrow. It was some shit like that. But it was a good ass motherfucking quote. Like, you know what? You're right.
Stressed, depressed. All that they over
say,
me.
But they say if you don't have haters, you're not doing something right. You're not doing something right. People love to hate people. People, it's an envy thing, whatever fuck you want to call it. But if you ain't got haters, you ain't doing something right. That's how the fuck that go.
But just don't be a hypocrite. If you're going to complain about something, don't turn around and do it.
One thing, though, why they say it's cool when you it's a problem when I do it. Now, let's talk about what's going on with the lives. Because I've been seeing a lot of lives of girls that didn't make the show and they having things to say. How do you feel about the girls who didn't make the show or who didn't continue, who just didn't show up, or, you know what I'm saying, who didn't take the opportunity?
I feel like I don't got nothing to say about them because I don't know.
Right.
But I don't know them, so, but I mean, they were cool in the chat, but a lot of people were cool in the chat.
Right, and that's just that. I mean, you cool in the chat, that's fine. I feel like it was some people that I felt like I would have vibed with that didn't come. Me personally, I don't care that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has their reasons of why they didn't do something, that's totally fine. But I do have a problem with, like, 'cause I don't have a problem with no girls that didn't want to come on the show. You made a choice, and whatever the choice you made it for a reason. But going from that and bashing the show and then going saying you want to get it taken off the network, all that type of stuff, that I can't fuck with. Because don't once at one time say you wanted to do this and you was about to do it. And then now that you didn't do it, you got a different type of feeling about it when you weren't even on it. You don't know what the fuck was going on. You don't know how shit was ran. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't on it. So don't go bashing the show just because you're not on it anymore. Don't go talking shit about the owner, whatever happened on the show, who was on the show, nothing. I mean, you could talk your shit. That I ain't gonna say. I ain't gonna say you can't talk your shit because we're gonna have fans. You know what I'm saying? They gonna talk their shit, whatever the fuck it is. But all the threats of taking the show down or getting it all fucked up, getting everybody in trouble and all that shit and bashing the show, bashing Simbri, that shit, you look dumb to me. You look real dumb because at one fucking point in time, you was just the same motherfucker in the chat that wanted to be on the show. You see what I'm saying? That's the only thing that I can't fuck with on that. Like, that, to me, that's weird shit. That's just weird. Like, how do you go from wanting to do something and then all of a sudden you hate it and you ain't even go on? So what you hate it for?
Like I said, people regret not coming to Baddies of Las Vegas season 2 because it's going up. Y'all seen that trailer? We're definitely going viral. We're definitely going up. But I feel like people are trying to take from that shine. And we just gonna keep focused on what's important. That is Las Vegas season 2. It's gonna be dropping soon, and I can't wait for y'all to watch this.
Man, I can't wait either. I can't wait either. But there was a clip. There was a clip before the show started with Ivory and Lady Vegas fighting. Ooh, and ooh. Ivory knocking out Lady Vegas. Now, since I don't know if you were there at that scene or whatever, but
I was there.
Okay, you was there. So let's go talk to T on how you feel, what happened, you know what I'm saying? Give us a little insight.
Okay, so y'all seen the video. So they were arguing in the chat, you know, as usual, per usual for the cast. And we just had to, you know, get it off your chest match. So they got it off their chest. They put them gloves on. And they ran their fade, and Ivory ended up knocking out Lady Vegas. So, yeah. And then a couple other people ran fade. So, yeah, it was just a crazy-ass day. Hella fucking crazy. I'm sure the fans already know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you already know. Like, the girls that get it. But, yeah.
I wasn't there, but I did see the clip, and I was just like, you didn't want to go another round? Like, wait another 10 minutes to go around? Because somebody would have knocked me out. I would have wanted another chance. It's like that. I'm not giving up. You knock me out. I'm coming back. I'm going to come back and come back until I knock you out. You know, I don't think I would have been able to handle it well.
I would have been a little bit mad because, like, that's just embarrassing. But like I said, some people don't feel that emotion. So,
I mean, you win some, you lose some. I just also feel... I'm the type of person, I ain't going to give up. If I felt like, you know what I'm saying, you did something to me, then I'm going to try to get back as even as possible. Like, or at least get my one in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just think, yeah. I don't know. That's a whole nother little situation. But speaking of the show and going through it, filming it, after filming it, there through the filming, we all know that there was some video clips leaked during the time of filming. And, you know, one was actually my bloody face all over the internet. And for you, it was the altercation with Lexi Bloh. How did you feel about, like, the comments that people were making, or just like if anybody in your family seen it, friends, like what was some of the reactions that you got and how did it make you feel?
Girl, I was pissed. Off, I'm not gonna lie, like I was so mad, and I was mad at myself for even letting myself be in that situation, and I was mad that I didn't react. I was mad I didn't stand up for myself. So I just felt in that moment like I can't feel like this, so something needs to happen. And that's how we got to, you know, the trailer and all that shit, like, you know. So, but y'all gonna watch what happened in the show, and y'all gonna tell me what y'all think, because I felt some type of way. I'm not even gonna lie.
I think with my situation, just because I understand clickbait, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, I had plenty of reactions of people asking me, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, I'm fucking fine. Like, it was just a kick to the face.
No, like, I'm okay. Not mad, like, at them posting it. I was mad at, like, just watch it. Imagine you're going through a situation where you need to stand up for yourself. And then you're like, damn, you should have did this. You should have did that. Like, it's just the regret for me. Like, I don't like regret shit. So.
I feel like I don't regret anything. I don't feel bad for anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a competition. Nothing was really technically personal. You know what I mean? It was more so either fucking principle or penitentiary rules in effect. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
kind of how it was.
I mean, I done been to jail. I have. And I mean, it's more so penitentiary rules. When I say, like, if a motherfucker fucked with your friend, like, of course you're going to have a problem with that person. Like, don't act like it's not a beef. Just because you cordial, don't act like it's not a beef. Like, right. Penitentiary rules in effect, nigga, we know how that goes. So, like,
and they, you know, it.
To me, I just feel like the clip that went out about me, I didn't feel any type of way about it, because I guess because I knew the situation, I knew what happened, and it may have made other people worry or be like, you know, what the fuck going on? And I'm just like, yo, it's not really that deep. It's okay. Like, it's cool. Like, that's what happens when you fight. Things happen, whether it's a bruise, not cuts, like that's just what happened. Just because you got a cut don't mean you got your ass whooped. Like, the fuck. And it takes whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying, whether it's I'm talking about any type of fight with anybody. You know what I'm saying? If you prepared to fight somebody, especially if you're in them streets, motherfuckers got weapons, all types of shit. You end up stabbed, nigga, that's what happened. You was fighting. You was fighting on the fucking streets.
No,
so you shouldn't
fucking do that. I am not prepared to be getting Nothing but on my face. I ain't prepared for that shit.
I mean,
that
I'm not saying more so prepared.
That was not planned. Something right. wrong. Because what the fuck? And I'm tired of these bitches always trying to go for hair and scratch and fuck up your face when you're cute and you're a bad bitch. It's the jealousy for me.
I don't think it's more so that I plan on it. I just don't. If it happens, I'm not like it was you know what I mean? I don't know how to say it. I just don't feel like it's, to me, a big deal. Like, I can say, right. like, if you fight things, like, things are going to happen. Marks are going to happen. Like, you're fighting. Like, you're not fighting with them fucking boxing masks over your face covering your shit. You're not fighting with boxing gloves. Like, you're fighting with your actual fists. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the fuck, your feet, whatever the fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're fighting with your body parts. Nothing covered.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, I feel
I'm
like...
not a gladiator. I'm not a warrior.
I feel like if anything, and the comments didn't bother me. Hey, y'all got me out there even more. So now people really gonna tune the fuck in because they gonna want to know what the fuck happened. Just know I impressed about it. Okay. All right. You kicked me in the face. You got one up on me. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, gotta cover the face a little bit better when motherfuckers coming off top of you. Period. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I think I'm just so used to being able to like, say okay, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't really care that much about stuff. Like, some people may think I really felt like, or something may be bothering me, and I just really had a bitch resting face. I really don't, I just be chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't care. Like, so much shit, I have so much other stuff to really worry about in real fucking life that's not on fucking TV. Man, the things that happen on TV, I don't give a fuck about. Like, I don't care. There's nothing about that is going to be my everyday to day basis where I think about it or no shit like that. Okay, some of it I don't even fucking remember. Like, I'm only going to remember it when I actually watch the show and see it was like, oh, that's how that happened. Or, oh, that's what actually happened because I can't see myself. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm viewing myself from a screen. I can't look at myself 360 all the way the fuck around.
Right.
So it's just like, I just kind of feel like the experience altogether, I don't take shit personal whatsoever. Like, even I know, even in confessionals, even people gonna be talking shit, whether it's cast members, whether it's the CEO, whether it's EP, you know, we know that you're gonna have something to say, but hey, that's how you felt in that moment. I'm definitely not gonna be like, oh, you shouldn't have said that, or oh, you shouldn't have felt like that in that moment, but you have every right to feel how you want to feel. I have every right to feel how I want to feel. And to me, honestly, my favorite part was the confessionals, because I just feel like every situation can look like something, and everybody is so many different ways that you can perceive things. So whether this is how she tells it on her side of the story, but this is how this girl said it on her side of the story, and this is what an outsider looking in said, you know what I'm saying? It's just different ways to perceive things. So I think confessionals, honestly, is my favorite part, because I want to see how other people, like, how they felt in that moment, or what they seen, or how they took it, or how it made them feel type shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to get other people's views. I love understanding where somebody else came from, because I know it's not one way to something. You may have felt it that way, and you may have even done something or said something and may not have tried to perceive it that way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But everybody's perception is different. Everybody's perception is really fucking different.
I feel like the show basically taught me what I'm capable of.
For real.
And I'm proud of myself. And I feel like we're about to go viral, and we're about to really shake some motherfucking boots. And you know,
period. Period.
So
now,
I'm happy about that. Yeah.
If you could. I mean, I'm sure the opportunity will be there. If you were to, it's going to be kind of two questions in one here. Would you do season 3, and what would you do differently on season 3?
I would definitely do season 3, because I'm going to be on season 3, mark my words. Your eyes come back. The ruffle some feathers. And it's going to be lit. I would definitely come back. But I would change. I would just know from jump, I ain't these bitches' friends. Like,
right.
I'm not gonna try to be nice. Like,
you're right. You're not with the fake shit.
Like, yeah, Yeah,
I'm not gonna be in all these bitches' faces and with the fake shit.
That's gonna be that.
Period. I feel like yes, I would definitely do season 3. All over fucking again. What I would do differently. What would I have done differently? I would say, I don't know. That's a really, I handled it obviously for my own reasons. Whether whatever reason that the other person knew or not, I knew the fucking reason. So I don't feel like I would do anything different. But the one thing there is one thing I would do different. Instead of like, I know I'm the type of person, I feel like if I had to fight you at that point in time, I wanted to hurt you. So I don't want to act like I'm your friend talking to you or acting like we cool. Like that's what I definitely would do. Cause I'm too grown for that. I'm the type of person. And that's why I don't talk shit. You know what I'm saying? For what? If you just talking and you ain't doing shit, you spitboxing, talking for what? Because when I talk shit, I'm ready to fight. So I have to know that sometimes, yeah, you always gonna talk shit with people and you may not fight, but I'm not you.
Well, I'm gonna talk shit and I'm gonna fight you and still be talking shit after.
Period. So, don't get me wrong. After I fight you, I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? I done fought you, now I'm mad. So I am gonna talk some shit now because I'm pissed. You see what I'm saying? I done had to fucking fight you. But I wouldn't after we fight, ain't no talking. Like we not chopping it up. We not fucking friends. Like I don't follow me on social media. I'm not following you. Like we're not Cardi B. When you beefing with a bitch, you beefing with her forever. You know what I'm saying? And knock on top. We just gonna act like
just move around.
Right, just move around. We're just gonna act like we don't talk at all. We're just not gonna.
I don't not like hanging with bitches that aren't for me, you know. So,
which in that predicament, it was every woman for themselves.
And I just don't vibe with everybody. Like, I gotta like your vibe.
Right. Well, and I think like in that situation. It's just seeing how people would handle some things. I think that's what kind of told you that vibe. Don't get me wrong. I pick up on energy real quick. Like, even if I'm just around you, I could be like, oh, I could fuck with that energy. Or, oh, no, I can't fuck with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And some people, what I expected out of them was very, very true. And that's just even from being in the group chat. Me not even meeting you or being around you. What I expected, a lot of the things that I literally called before I went in that house happened exactly like that. I don't know if I spoke it up or if I made it happen. I manifested it, whatever the fuck. But I know a lot of the shit that I fucking said was going to happen, nigga, it happened. It fucking happened. The only thing I was worried about was my hand getting hurt, and it didn't because I didn't use it to hit. So I was okay. You know what I'm saying? I use my right hand, and that's what I'm good at. With my right, I'm right-handed any fucking way. So shit, this one little hand going to keep moving real fucking quick.
And this one hand gonna have to start moving quick because this hand is broke. And yeah, my anger got the best of me. I wasn't thinking clearly, so yeah.
Which I mean, I guess we can't say too much on why that happened. Yeah. I guess you guys will
You'll
have to
see
tune
why I was
in.
Mad, though.
Y'all will just have to tune in again. Look at the bottom of your screen. You'll just have to tune in. Follow Baddies of Las Vegas on Instagram. Subscribe and follow Now That's TV because we will have Baddies of Las Vegas season 2 on that bitch. And when I say that bitch is so lit, that bitch is lit. Gemini, how lit is this motherfucker? Season 2.
Girl, it's about to blow the fuck up. Bitches is already hating.
Yeah, I think it's real lit. And I think the best part about it, besides, you know, the production did really great. Shout out to, I think it's Millie X Media. Yes. I definitely love the quality of the show. It looks really, really good. I can definitely say I've been treated a little bit different from the show, from people since the trailer just dropped. Like the trailer dropping. Whether it was a good response of someone feeling different or whether it was a bad response, my supporters who calling me, loving on me, telling me I'm so happy, I'm so proud of you, you know, that I love. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my sister. She the main one. I fuss with you. But, you know, and then at the same time, for it to be the other opposite where people are treating you some type of way where they don't want to congratulate you, and then all of a sudden they're just ignoring you, or, you know what I'm saying, or they got a problem with, I don't even know if it's a problem with just your success, but they, you find out like, oh, you was really my friend and you couldn't even talk to me, ask me how I'm doing, you couldn't say congratulations, nothing, like, I don't know. I feel like I've been treated differently, whether it's from family and whether it's been friends, or whether it's, I mean, fans, I don't really care about them, but yeah, family and friends. I've had some people. I care about the fans. I mean, I care about the fans. I don't mean it like that. I just don't care like how you treat me. Like, if you want to hate me or whatever, do that. Trust me. I'm not worried about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? People going to have their sides and pick
the people that are going to hate you are going to hate you, and the people that love you are going to love you.
Period.
And that's what I'm worried about. I love the people who are actually supporting me and stuff.
Love it.
I appreciate it. It's needed. Thank you. It's keeping me going. And I'm just ignoring the hate comments. Fuck you.
Yeah, I think honestly, when even those start flourishing in, I'm just going to read the comment and just laugh. And that's if I even read it. Like, I may or may not, because I'm baby, I'm quick on blocking somebody. My block game real fucking strong. Real
I'm not blocking
fucking
nobody.
Strong. Bitch, you I'm block queen. Shine. I'm the block queen. When you start coming for my motherfucking neck, you're gonna have to make a whole nother page and then be a fucking fake page. And you just ain't gonna say shit to me just because you still wanna watch. That's what I'm blocking you to do. The fuck. Period. Yeah. Okay, the fuck. Well, it was definitely our time. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. We want to definitely give our shout outs, like I said, to Baddies of Las Vegas. Now that's CV. Simbri, we love you. You know, these are your two favorite babies, and we love you so much, and we thank you. We definitely going to get Simbri up here so you guys, my audience, and other people in all these other countries who follow and listen, so you guys can get a little bit more scoop on Baddies of Las Vegas and how it came about in more details, and just even our CEO's life, so we can touch a bit on that. So y'all stay tuned, check it out, and we are out, y'all. Lock Gang was on the mic for y'all tonight, so y'all,
period.
It's up.
Follow me on IG, that's Gemini Season.
Period. And then, yes, let me go ahead and put that on the bottom. Follow us on our Instagrams right there at the bottom of your screens. You have tuned in to Mom's Intuition Podcast, and we out. Mm-hmm.